Thank you for choosing Your Moment of Kim, official podcast of comicbookgoddess.com. Brought to you by the SSDWC, the secret society for delayed world conquest. So, dude, welcome to your moment of dude. Well, we've survived another Thanksgiving, and I want to thank all you patriotic turkey eaters out there. Remember, if you eat them, then they can't steal your web space. But now we move on to a more important month. The month known on my office safety committee's board as just month. You know, because it was diabetes month last month, and now it's just month. I'm paying attention because I burned myself with some hot water and consequently had to undergo specialized anti-burning yourself with hot water training. But dudes, in the month of November, I realized that I picked up a habit of tweeting and saying, dude. And I realized that maybe another conspiracy was pushing us to eat turkey. Maybe they're the ones who are really stealing the web space and just framing the turkeys so that we'll consume them at dinner. So I fell back on my knowledge of Star Trek and, like the Borg, in order to get rid of some things, you must embrace them and do some dudely research. I decided that I should research the origins of dude, try to find the essence of dude, and figure out why it had downloaded itself into my brain. We could mention Aerosmith, the 1950s TV show Howdy Doody, surfers, Californians, cowboys, or, in dude, anyone who's ever owned a dude ranch. Apparently, the dude for Windows is a network monitoring application. No clue about that one. Of course, we will forget about the influence of Ashton Kutcher or Hurley from Lost and concentrate on some of the more obvious potential origins of the word dude. The first thing I found was Dude Studios. I feel that we should forgive designer Rich Kanden for using the special editions for his Star Dudes flash animation. They are amusing, and if you haven't seen them, I would check out dudestudios.com yourself. They also have a holiday greeting card, which is kind of short and useless, but, you know, maybe you could find a use for it, you know, in stuffing newspapers or something like that. It brought back some beautiful memories and some new thoughts. Like, dude, whoever would have thought that AT-AT walkers were a good idea? Did nobody ever tie these people's shoelaces together in elementary school? Also, for once, I would like to see some fan fiction that actually destroys the Millennium Falcon in the final scene. As serious Star Wars fans will already know, George Lucas, or the head dude, as Dude Studios refers to him, had originally intended to destroy the Millennium Falcon, but changed his mind due to merchandising. As it is, there's a scene between Han and Lando that is completely useless, and I would like to see that scene finally given meaning. Our next stop on this internet odyssey of dude is the Dudeism site. Dudeism.com is the internet headquarters for the Church of the Latter-day Dude. To quote directly from their website, it asks you to come join the slowest growing religion in the world. Dude. It's an ancient philosophy that preaches non-preachiness, practices as little as possible, and, above all, loses its train of thought in lots of places. Boy, I wonder if that sounds familiar to any of you. I'm an unrepentant heathen in that I've never actually seen The Big Lebowski. But I do know a bit about it, which serves as tribute to the viral power of dude and dudism. And I am like 50 times more likely to see it after reading dudism.com. Especially looking at the Tao of the Dude and their list of great dudes in history. Jesus Christ, the Buddha, Snoopy, Lao Tzu. All very ancient dudes who, nonetheless, never actually used the word dude, which is the actual infection in my brain right now. So, dude, if not preaching sounds awesome to you, then you should probably check out the Church of the Latter-day Dude at dudism.com. You can even get ordained as a dudist priest with a handy-dandy printable certificate and the slight chance that you might be able to legally perform weddings, although you're instructed to check with local law on that. Eventually, I hit on the actual etymology of the word dude, which actually kind of used to mean somebody who is incredibly fastidious of dress and hygiene, and dates from sometime in the 19th century. Oh, dude, important safety tip. Apparently, originally, the female form dudine has precedence over dudess, but according to the Church of the Latter-day Dude, the form dudette, so uncool, man. Dude applies to men or women. Cool. Dude. We here at the Geek Pantheon are proud to report that we have discovered the source of all dude. Bill and Ted. As I vaguely remember, they were both able to travel in time using their phone booth and said dude like a lot, dude. While they were unable to see their other phrase excellent in such a consciousness-rooting way, they were incredibly successful in their secondary objective, namely the dudification of our culture. Besides, those lucky dudes had George Carlin. So, to recap, remember to eat the turkey even though it might not actually be their conspiracy. Dude is either an evil plot perpetrated by Bill and Ted, or an old philosophy reimagined as a religion of the new millennium. Remember, it's the holiday retail season. Time to feed Econzilla. If you don't, he'll eat our jobs whole. Oh, dude! I almost forgot. I wrote a dude song, so let me play it now.
My brain.
podcast has been produced by Comic Book Goddess Productions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit comicbookgoddess.com for a list of other podcasts to which Kim has contributed. Absolutely no information about the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, or SSDWC, is available at ssdwc.org. Seriously, we're trying to take over the world. Who has time for websites? Theme was recorded during the composition process for Holidays Suck by Devils Are a Girl's Best Friends. The completed song is available at myspace.com/devilsareagirlsbestfriends. Other music is by Comic Book Goddess. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. And it's much more fun because of that.